Let me peace with all brothers and sisters.
大家辛苦了哈。
You all have probably had a long day.
聚会到这个时间，真不容易啊。
It's uneasy that you still have all this energy around this time still.
我看到杨执事86岁啊，我问他你怎么不去休息？他说他要。
I see Digging in, and I asked him, he's already 86 years old, and I asked him to go and rest, but he said he still wants to attend and join us.
前面还有70几岁的老妈妈，哇，她精神很好。
And there's this elder sister that's 70-some years old, and she still has the energy to join us.
所以我也不能精神很差，也要很好。
That's why I too had to be energetic about this.
我本来都在想到底要讲哪一卷啊。
I was thinking about which book to discuss with you.
想了几个经卷啊。
I thought a couple books.
但是又怕万一那个经卷讲的不熟啊，大概要短短时间走过，不太容易啊。
And I'm afraid that if I'm not very familiar with the book and I cannot get into fast through the details, then it probably won't be easy.
本来想用这短短时间讲那个有关新旧约的神学，然后用基督为中心，这样跟他谈介绍的。
Originally, I was planning to use the topic of the theology in the Old and New Testament and use Jesus Christ as a center.
但是后来我听到郭执事说，你们前不久有读过《使徒行传》。
But then later, I heard Deacon Guo said that you all had read the Book of Acts.
既然有印象比较新了，那我们就谈谈福。使徒行传啊。
And so I thought that you still have this fresh memory about the Book of Acts, so I thought that we could discuss the Book of Acts.
福音书是主的见证。
The four gospel books is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
然后使徒行传是我们看到得圣灵的使徒们啊，他们建设教会福音发展的一个蓝图啊。
And the Book of Acts talks about how the disciples, after receiving the Holy Spirit, they build up the Church of Christ.
我们来看看啊，请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, Chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts Chapter 1.
第一章的第一节。
Acts Chapter 1, Verse 1. Acts Chapter 1, Verse 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach.
在这里讲啊，说有人写信给提阿菲罗，他是我做了前书。
Here it talks about that someone wrote to Theophilus and wrote about the book.
所以根据这一节就知道作者是路加。
So from this verse we know that the author of this book is Luke.
所以这里讲的前书是讲路加福音。
So here the former book it talks about the book of Luke.
路加是一位医生。
Luke itself himself is a doctor.
由他的这个使徒行传的写法。
And from the way he wrote the book of Acts,
我们看到他是一个头脑很细腻，事情交代很清楚的一个作者。
We can see that the author himself is very detailed and explains all the detail very clearly.
这个可能跟他医生有当医生有关系。
Maybe this has something to do with his own career.
不然的话，你随便开药、随便诊断了，那不很多死人在你的手中啊。
Because as a doctor, you would not be able to just give out any medicines to anyone. You had to be very detailed.
那我们从他的那个路加福音的写跟使徒行传呢、啊，他对历史的东西啊考证比较清楚。
And from this book, we also see that he has a very deep understanding about the history of it.
为什么说使徒行传是一个教会福音的发展路线
？Why do we say that the Book of Acts is a book that talks about the blueprint of building the church？
其实这个路线呢、啊，主耶稣已经定下来了。
Because this blueprint is already set by Jesus Christ.
我们来看那个使徒行传一章八节。
Please read verse chapter 1 verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
把这一节啊，一定要看清楚啊。
Please read carefully this verse.
这个已经是主耶稣讲的福音的路线了。
Because this is the blueprint that Jesus talks about.
那你想想看啊，
Please think of it carefully.
耶稣显现说你们要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵哦。
Here Jesus Christ says you will witness Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
14节他们真的在一个耶路撒冷的楼房里面啊。 来同心合意祷告求圣灵啊。
And so in verse 14, all the disciples gathered up in Jerusalem to pray for Holy Spirit. And in the second chapter, the Holy Spirit descended.
马上那个彼得就在众人面前讲到了。
And immediately, Peter gave a sermon before the public.
得到能力耶，所以那个二章三十八节，人就问我们要怎么样才能够得救啊？
And so he has the strength from above, so the people asking, how can we be saved?
然后三章以下到七章啊。
And from chapter 3 to chapter 7,
这里就看到在耶路撒冷所发生的事件,
here are the events that occurred in Jerusalem.
神的同工,
this is the work of God.
但也看到破坏,
and of course, we also saw those obstacles.
这里说要在耶路撒冷传, 八节, 一章八节,
in chapter 1, verse 8, it talks about that you guys should preach in Jerusalem.
八章教会受逼迫,
and in chapter 8, it records that the church is under persecution. And so, of course, the members are started escaping. And eventually, the gospel spreads from Judea. Of course, some escape farther. And eventually, they reach to Samaria. So in chapter 11, you see that the church at Antioch is built. So in chapter 8 through 11, it talks about the testimony. Chapter 12, it talks about testimony in Samaria and Judea. And it's recorded in chapter 8 to 12.
然后13章以后啊,
and after chapter 13,
其实保罗、巴拿巴他们同时就被差派往把福音带到地起去了。
And Paul and Barnabas took the gospel to the ends of the earth.
但是，其那个彼得他们也在传呐。
Of course, Peter was also preaching.
但路加这位作者他就没有选择彼得的路线，选择保罗的路线登记。
But Luke, the author of this book, did not choose the journey of Peter to record, but instead he chose the journey of Paul and Barnabas. So this is a very simple structure here. Once we repeat it once more. From chapter 1 to 7, it records the incidents in Jerusalem. From chapter 8 to 12, it records the incidents in Samaria and Judea.
然后13章到28章就是保罗他们把福音传到地极去了。And
from 13 to 28, it records how Paul carries the gospel to the ends of the earth.
这个路线乃是主已经定下来了。And
this blueprint has already established by Jesus Christ.
这是很清楚的，根据一章八节。And
very clearly it's stated in chapter 1, verse 8.
为什么主定下来，他的目的就是要叫我们做主耶稣基督的见证。And
why did Jesus Christ set this blueprint? It's because he wants us to testify for him.
那我们很清楚的可以了解,
we clearly know
自从耶稣基督升天以后,
after the resurrection and the ascendance of Jesus Christ,
把福音从耶城耶路撒冷城, 然后渐渐往外围之处, 最后到地极的地方,
through the disciple, the gospel spread from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
如果要把13章到28章做一个很详细的知道, 福音的地点的时候,
if we try to summarize chapter 13 to
28,
we can see that the gospel was preached to outside of Jerusalem, to all land of Judea, to the all land of Samaria. And then from took the ship and across to Little Asia.
然后在16章他得到这个 圣灵的启示,
and in Macedonia, it was the call of God. In chapter 16, it records the call of God in Macedonia.
然后从小亚细亚又传到欧洲的马其顿城,
and then from there, it spread to Europe.
再往西南方向下到希腊, 罗马,
and then down to Greek, and of course, to the end of the earth.
那这样的过程啊, 大概我们可以看到使徒时代在短短30年 的时间呢, 把福音就尽量传, 传到很多国家去了。
And you can see that this process took about 30 years and how the disciples carried the gospel to the ends of the earth.
但是他们所面临的犹太教跟罗马帝国的双重迫害啊，越来越强啊。
But the persecution that they faced was greater and greater.
但是救恩竟然能够传遍天下。
But despite of this persecution, the gospel was also
带领人来信主。
Was still able to spread and new members joined the church.
很多国家被建立
and new churches was established in numerous places.
我们可以感觉得到神的同工圣灵的带领啊，这个教会的福音像个一粒麦子一样。
So we can see the abundance of God as church like a little wheat seed, like a seed.
好像耶稣死了，大概他的工作停，但是却是如一个麦子。发芽又长了很多的种子。
It seems that Jesus Christ passed away, and that seed is dead. But instead, that seed grew and started to establish.
我曾经看到一本书啊，是那个欧洲一个圣经学者写的。
I once read a book. It was written by a European author.
他说耶稣的教育失败。
The book talks about the failure of Jesus Christ's teachings.
他认为十二个门徒有一个出卖他。
Because they said that out of the 12 disciples, one betrayed him.
就是那一个犹大。
Of course, referring to Judah.
然后还把他钉死在十架上。
And in the end, he crucified Jesus Christ.
他用这个来讲耶稣的教育失败。
And through focusing on this point, he tried to emphasize the failure of Jesus Christ's teachings.
他的文章出来，很多圣经学者就批判他了。
And once this article was out, a lot of scholars criticized him.Although Jesus Christ was preaching and setting an example,
被钉在十字架上，这个早在旧约就有预言，他就是这样来成就救恩的。
And him be crucified is already stated in the Old Testament because that's the only way he can save us.
保罗谈到那个复活观的时候，复活论。
And when Paul talks about resurrection,
在哥林多前书十五章啊。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
他讲到的福音是指着什么？是耶稣死、埋葬。复活，这就是基督的福音了。
What Paul talks about is Jesus Christ descending, being crucified, and then resurrected, and that is the salvation.
这个在十五章的前面一到三节就讲得很清楚的。
It was clearly stated in 一到三十五章一到三节 in chapter 15, verse 1 to 3.
他讲的福音就是耶稣死。受死埋葬复活，这就是得救的福音了。
And Paul talks about that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and then resurrected, and that is the gospel of salvation.
虽然他离开了。
Although Jesus Christ left us, yes, his disciple received the Holy Spirit and received the gospel and the work.
在马可福音十六章的十五节这样说。
And in Mark it stated.
章节要讲啊，因为那个是论证啊。那个不能落掉。马可福音的十六章十五节。
In Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
那里讲你们要往普天下去传福音。
He says that you have to spread to the ends of the earth.
然后十六节说叫万民受洗得救。
And he says in verse 16 that all members should be saved.
这个福音传
到 all the population should be saved.
是非常明显的。
And here we can see that it clearly happened in the disciples, the apostles' time.
结果没有想到，主的工作就在他死后的时候彰显的好大。
And of course, after the death of Jesus Christ, his work actually spread and grew.
称作圣灵行传。
And that's why the book of Acts is also referred as the book of Holy Spirit.
我们看到许多圣灵的见证和教会的建立。
And in this book, we see how the church was established and how the church grew.
事实上啊，如果我们详细看主受死以后，一直到他最后一个门徒离开这世界、啊、
，If we see that after Jesus Christ passed away until his last disciple passed away，
他最后一个门徒是谁啊
？Who's his last disciple？
啊，那个 John 有很多个，所以一定要注意哪一个
？Which John is it？
其实。都知道了，稍微有一点反应哦，这样我讲话眼睛才会亮，不然。
Please give me some reflections.
不是在台上，我们现在是台下。
It's very informal, so give me some responses.
年纪最小的使徒约翰。
And that is the youngest disciple, John.
所以从主耶稣死到他离开主后九十多年了，总共有七十年的时间了。
And from Jesus Christ passing away until the last disciple passing away, it's about 70 years. If we look at this time history, because you cannot just read the book of Acts alone. You have to know what happened before and what happened afterwards. When you look at this passage here, we discover that there's something very important. We realize that after 100 years after Jesus Christ passed away, the history and the environment has started to change. Because all the disciples have already passed away. And those that followed them, eventually they developed something that is besides the Bible. And according to what the last words of the 12 disciples, that book records the changes that was going on in church after the death of Jesus Christ. And in the beginning of second century, it still records that the full emergence of water baptism still exists. Some members still obey what the disciples told them to do, and that is full immersion in the water baptism. But after
156 AD,
and the Romans, they have changed that, and instead of full immersion, they just use just drops of water. And then later, they even change it to, instead of using water, they even just use drops of water. And water baptism, I mean, foot washing was also abolished up in 200 AD. Because foot washing was established by Jesus Christ. And the disciples also obeyed and followed. But those that followed them, they think that it's too troublesome, so they abolished it. And so that's why the articles of faith and
十二使徒遗训总共有十六个章篇。
They abolished many, and in the books that the last letter of the disciples, there's about 16 chapters. And in the book, besides the record of history, it talks about some regulations in regular life. And this is a very strong proof and statement. If we do not obey and follow the words of Christ, then this is how we will change too. So after 2 AD, there's no longer,
圣灵降在大陆的北京就成立真耶稣教会了。
So no longer after Jesus Christ died, the Holy Spirit no longer descended until 1917, once again descended in mainland China.
这个中间在这个15世纪、16世纪曾经有过灵恩运动但是不是很明显。
In 15th and 16th century, there was once a religious revolution, but it didn't really make any changes.
所以使徒时代的这个教会发展跟 见证主耶稣的教训呢，是很宝贵的。
That's why the records that the last disciples made, they were very important.
所以保罗在勉励教会的时候，他说要站在使徒的教训上面。That's
why when Paul was encouraging the churches, Paul told them that you have to stand firm in what the disciples teach you, and also stand firm in what the teachings of Jesus Christ are.
这个很重要，你就会可以把里面的道理连起来哦。
So that's very important because that's what you use to connect all the prior and the after.
那我们现在要讲的是主耶稣受死以后， 升天到那个主后九十多年，这个七十年间也可以分作三段历史了。
And so, what we're talking about is the 70 years after Jesus Christ died. We can divide that into three sections.
Hey, 我们看到第一段时期就是三十年到四十五年，主后三十年到四十五年。
And the first section is after Christ, 30 to 40 years.
如果你要了解一个经卷呢，你不了解它的背景、历史导读，你很难解释的好啊，那个经卷。
If you want to explain and study a book and you don't understand the background, the history of it, it's very hard for you to study it.
这些时间我们都要看很多书整理才变成很简单的给你们知道。
Of course, before, while I was studying it, I had to read a lot of books and for now to simplify it and tell you.
怕忘记就写下来。
So please write it down if you're afraid that you forget it.
那第一段时间就是主后三十年到四十五年在本地做见证的时期了。
The first time period is after Christ, 30 to 40 years, and that is when they testify in the land.
就是可以看到在一章到十二章里面使徒行传。
And it's stated in Acts chapter 1 to verse chapter 12.
这一段是以彼得作证在耶路撒冷做第一领导者，所以称作彼得传。
And this section we can call it the book of Peter because in this section records the work of Peter in Jerusalem.
第二个历史的阶段。
And the second part of history.
主后四十五年到六十七年。
And it's after Christ 45 to 65 years.
四十五年到圣殿被毁之前的哈。
And that is before the temple was destroyed.
是福音范围扩大的时期的。
And this is the period where the gospel spread.
也就是讲《使徒行传》十三章到二十八章。
And it's recorded in Acts chapter 13 to 18.
所以这一段就称作保罗传。
And this section is called the works of Paul.
那第三个历史阶段的时期啊。
And the third section.
就是主后六十八年到一百年呢。
It's after Christ 68 to 100 years.
保罗大约在主后六十七年左右死了以后。
It's after Paul passed away in after Christ 67.
这个教会所谓的教会基督教的势力的中心就转移到地中海西海岸，就是到欧洲南边去了。
And the center of the church has removed into to the Mediterranean.
为什么会这样？
And why is that?
那个有很重要的一个历史见证。
Because there are some history incidents.
也就是讲着这个尼禄皇帝，罗马皇帝尼禄派提多将军毁灭耶路撒冷城的圣殿，那个破坏很大。
It's the main historical incident is when the Emperor Nero told the General Titus to destroy the temple.
所以信徒都逃了。
And that's why the members they escaped.
所以福音的中心信息就跑到地中海西岸去了。
And eventually the focus and the center of the church has been shifted to the Mediterranean.
那事实上啊，在《使徒行传》二十八章里面呢、啊。
In Acts chapter 28.
这个彼得本来一直坐镇在耶路撒冷哦。
Peter in the before chapter 28, he set himself in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷受迫害的时候，大家都跑了。
But after Jerusalem received persecution, everybody escaped from Jerusalem.
结果他不跑。
But however, Peter stayed.
因为他是年长者嘛。
Because he's an elderly by then.
你看我们那个移民很多都是年轻人的，那个老人家都留在家乡啊。
You can see that when people immigrate, usually the young people move out and the older people stay.
彼得也有那种心理啊。
And I think that's how Peter felt.
他不想离开啊，那么多患难迫害，他还不想离啊。
Even though there were so much tribulations and persecution,
你们去外面打拼啊,
he insisted he didn't want to leave. He said that he will stay in Jerusalem as people go out and preach the gospel.
但是神还是
叫他离开哦。But in the end, God told Peter to leave.
使徒行传也有介绍，只是我们没有注意啊。
And it's also recorded in Book of Acts. However, we rarely pay attention to that verse.
使徒行传的十二章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 12.
十二章的第一节到第三节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
在使徒里面呢，第一个受难死的是那个约翰的哥哥雅各。
Here it says that the first that died under the persecution in Jerusalem was Jacob.
这是讲耶稣的使徒啊。受难的第一个死掉的是雅各啊。
And the first disciple that died was John's brother Jacob.
你想想看啊，主耶稣最喜欢带的三个门徒就是这个约翰、 雅各还有彼得啊。
Remember that the favorite three disciples of Jesus Christ is John, Peter, and Jacob.
你如果看马可福音啊。
If you read in the book of Mark.
被冒山上，他也带这三个。
In the mountain of transfiguration, those are the three that Jesus Christ took with them.
别的使徒想去，他说不要，我只带这三个。
And even though the other apostles wanted to follow, but Jesus Christ said, no, I only take them.
马可福音第五章。
In Mark chapter 5,
雅鲁的女儿死了，管会堂的女儿死了。
The daughter of Jairus died.
结果耶稣也是带这三个人呢。
And Jesus only took those three too.
别的人不准他们去哦，有交代哦，不准其他门徒去哦。
Jesus instructed that he does not allow any other disciples to follow.
怎么愿意让这三个使徒看到他行神迹叫死人复活啊？
So why is it that Jesus only wanted these three disciples to see how he performed miracles?
到马可福音第九章又让他们三个看见。主耶稣跟摩西、以利亚在显现出来啊的这样的大神迹啊。
And in Mark chapter 9, Jesus allowed them to see the incident in the mountain of transfiguration, and in Gethsemane.
又带这三个门徒啊。
Jesus also took them three to Gethsemane.
其实神有很好的教训啊。
Of course, there's great teachings in them.
我们在这个使徒行传十二章看到约翰先受难死了。
So.
使徒。约翰的哥哥雅各受难死了。
So in Acts chapter 12 says that Jacob passed away. He dies.
希律王杀掉，结果众人很高兴。
And King Herod killed him, and to please the public.
他看犹太人喜欢，又抓彼得进来了。
And because he saw that the public liked it, he arrested Peter.
注意看哦，第五节。
And in verse 5, here says,
彼得被关在监牢里面，教会为他祷告。
Peter was kept in prison, and the church was praying for him.
那些人在哪里祷告呢？
So where were these people praying?
你看在十二节。
In verse 12.
这里讲到在称呼马可的约翰家里啊。
Here says that they went to the house of Mary, the mother of John.
闭关祷告。
And they were praying for him.
神不把他交在希律王的手中。
And eventually, God didn't turn Peter into the hands of King Herod.
差一个天使啊，然后把他救出来。
Instead, he sent an angel to rescue Peter.
铁门开，锁链掉。
He opened the gates and have him escaped.
在十一节说啊，真知道主差他的使者来救我了。
And here in verse 11, Peter knows that God sent his angel to save rescue him.
彼得啊。
So the elderly Peter.
他也是怕死掉。
He's also afraid of death.
他留在耶路撒冷啊，希律王还会追他杀的。
He knows that if he stays in Jerusalem, then King Herod will still persecute him.
所以他决定离开耶路撒冷了。
So in the end, he decided to leave Jerusalem.
你看那个十七节啊。
Please read verse 17.
最后一句话，于是彼得出去住到别处去了。
So in the last sentence, it says he said, and then he left for another place.
这个时候就带着太太啊，往世界宣道去了。
So after this, Peter took his wife and preached the gospel.
他也在做宣道工作，你看那个彼得前后书里面都看得到。
If you read First and Second Peter, you can also see the preaching work of Peter.
没有选择他的路线。
However, Luke did not choose the route of Peter.
神也感动路加要选择保罗的路线来做一个，来证明那个福音的蓝图是这样发展的。
Because God touched Luke for him to choose the route of Paul to write down the blueprint of the gospel.
彼得也很聪明，在留在耶路撒冷了，头就掉下来了。
So Peter realized that if he continued to stay in Jerusalem, he would die.
不得不要往世界宣道去的。
That's why he has to leave Jerusalem and preach.
那我们看那个保罗的事迹，从十三章到二十八章。
And if we see the records of Paul from chapter 13 to chapter 28, here in this verse chapters records the three journeys of Paul.
哇，那我讲话可以不用力了哈。喂喂。各位弟兄那边有听到哈？哦，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，没有没有大声了。刚才的那个麦克风比较冷一点了。
The microphone wasn't working well.
那有人说保罗有四次旅行步道或三次步道。
Some said that Paul has four journeys. Some said Paul has three journeys.
那主张三次的是认为他的第四次是要去受难被审判了。
The those that say that Paul had three journeys is because they said the first journey, fourth journey is when he was about to be persecuted and die.
最后的罗马之行,
However, in the last journey to Rome, he was still doing his preach.
第一次是主后47年到49年。
The first journey took place after Christ 47 to 49.
因为那个使徒行传是新约唯一的历史书啊, 你这个时间没有掌握, 你常常会弄错乱讲就不好了。
Because the book of Acts is the book of history, and if you cannot figure out the time frame, then it's very hard for you to read it.
13章的13节到14章。
Please turn to chapter 13, verse 13 to 14.
Chapter 13, verse 13, 对,
to 14. 13.
那第二次啊, 就是在主后51年到52年。
And the second time is after Christ 51 to 52.
是15章36节到18章21节。
It's from chapter 15:36 to 18章21节。 To chapter 18, verse 21.
它中间有的那个不是它的形，那个是一种交代或差语啊，我们就不再讲了。
In between, there probably some instruction which we probably won't talk about here.
第三次旅行是主后53年到57年。
And the third trip is from 53 AD to 57 AD.
那记载在18章23节到21章17节。
And it's recorded from chapter 18, verse 23.
那最后，到第几节？啊，18章23节到21章17节。To
chapter 27, verse 17.
那最后一个罗马之行是主后59年到67年呢。And
the last trip it took place in 59 AD to 67 AD.
这个就记载在24章到28章哦。
And it was recorded in chapter 24 to chapter 28.
你这样掌握这个。 清楚了，你看每一章在它的历史的过程，你就不会混淆了哈。
So if you be able to clearly read this time periods, then you will not be confused about the whole book of Acts.
好，那现在既然你们读过哈，所以我有的时候稍微问一下。
So since most of you already read the book of Acts, then I will ask some questions.
那《使徒行传》里面有几次谈到有关圣灵的事迹很清楚的地方有几次？
How many times is recorded in the book of Acts about the incidents of work of Holy Spirit?
家庭聚会使徒行传走完了吗?
Probably most of you had discussed book of Acts in family services.
还是这个游览的走，还是走马看花就不知道。
Have you studied it carefully or just read it like a tour?
有谁可以跟我们分享一下吗?
Who can share with us?
既然使徒行传称圣灵行传，应该这个几个地方要很清楚。
If Book of Acts is also known as the Book of Holy Spirit, then the incidents about the Holy Spirit we should be clearly know.
其实我是要讲的啦，故意的跟大家提醒一下啊，表示集中一点，这个耳朵会比较清楚一点啊。The
reason I bring up the questions for you to pay attention.
有四次非常清楚地看到圣灵降临的记载。Four
times recorded in the book of Acts about the descendants of Holy Spirit.
第二章的2节到4节。It's
the first time is chapter 2, verse 2 to 12.
第八章的14节到17节。The
second time is chapter 8, verse 14 to 17.
第四章的44节到48节。The
third time is chapter 4, verse 44 to 48.
19章的1节到7节。The
fourth time is chapter 19, verse 1 to 7.
特别这样记载写明，就是圣灵很重要。
The reason it is clearly stated in four separate times is because Holy Spirit is very important. And it's to prove that you don't receive Holy Spirit the minute you believe.
你想想看，那个门徒跟耶稣3年多工作，耶稣死后升天，他们才得到圣灵呢。
You can imagine the disciple, although followed Jesus Christ for 3 years, it was not until Jesus Christ resurrected that they received the Holy Spirit.
八章那个也是一样啊。
And in chapter 8 is also
外邦人受洗了,
although the Gentiles they already received baptism.
但是后来耶路撒冷派使徒过去按手才得圣灵啊,
but they didn't receive the Holy Spirit until the apostles they lay hand on them.
这个19章也是一样, 以弗所的人受洗了, 但是还没得圣灵啊。
And in chapter 19 is also the same case. The Gentiles at Ephesus, they received Holy Spirit.
后来保罗按手在头上，他们才得。
They received water baptism, but it was not until Paul laid hands on them they received the Holy Spirit.
所以很多教派主张信的时候就有圣灵，这个是违背圣经的经义。
Some denominations claim that the minute you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit, and this is against the teaching of the Bible.
受洗相信主是罪得赦免，归入主的名下。
And the minute you believe, you receive water baptism, is because you're under the name of Jesus Christ.
但是圣灵要祷告求神要赏赐。
However, the Holy Spirit, you have to ask and pray for it.
所以我们真耶稣教会对这一方面呢，真的遵照圣经走的。
And the True Jesus Church follow the teachings of God.
我要问的第二个问题。
The second question I would like to ask you all.
使徒行传里面有讲到三个正统啊。 教会的正确的传统叫正统啊。
In the books of Acts, it records three accurate teachings of church.
正确的传统 correct tradition.
The correct tradition of church.
或者 pure 很纯的哦 pure tradition.
Or you can refer as the three pure traditions of church.
第一个就是灵统，圣灵的系统，灵统。The
first is the tradition of Holy Spirit.
我们清楚地看到圣灵是主耶稣升天之后应许赏赐下来的宝惠师。We
can see that the Holy Spirit was a promise of Jesus Christ after his resurrection.
而且一个证据就是舌头的卷舌音。And
one proof of it is that the moving of the tongue.
所以不是那个牙齿发出的声音或嘴唇碰撞的声音。
It's not the sound that comes out from the teeth or from the mouth, lips, but it's the sound of the tongue.
这个要很清楚地做一个分别啊。
You have to very clearly distinguish them.
第二个是道统啊，道理的正确传统啊。
And the second is the pure tradition of the gospel.
使徒是跟耶稣基督领受的。
And the gospel was received by the disciple from Jesus Christ.
包括所有旧约的 道理,
including all the teachings of the Old Testament.
然后他们得到圣灵以后，他们所传的中心信息是耶稣基督。
And after they received the Holy Spirit, what they preached was Jesus Christ.
但是我们现在有些教派假宗教，然后为赚钱得利益的门路，这个就不是在传正确的道理了。有些教派啊，用宗教的 假宗教名义来得自己的利益或赚钱。Some
churches they use gospel to gain fame or money, and that is not the correct or pure tradition.
所以他们失去了真正真理的从神来的这种系统啊。That's
why they lost the truth and the pure tradition from God.
好，我们来看一下，是不是他们这样做啊？
Let us see whether some churches are doing so.
请看二章的32节。Please
turn to Acts chapter 2.
2章32节。Acts
chapter 2 verse 32. Acts chapter 2 verse 32. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witness of the fact.
这里彼得做见证说。Here
Paul testified.
我们见证的这位耶稣，Peter testifies. 他已经复活了。Here
says that Jesus Christ, that one who believes, is already resurrected. And we are all witness of this incident.
这就是正确的 道理的传统啊。And
this is the correct and the pure tradition of the gospel.
第三章里面我们看见了。In
chapter 3 we can see.
他让一个在美门门口天生瘸腿的人，奉耶稣基督的名叫他起来行走健康了。He
healed, Peter healed a crippled beggar in the name of Jesus Christ.
当众人很稀奇的时候。And
when the public, the community were curious.
我觉得彼得就是好像是从神那边来的一个神人呢。And
they feel that he is a prophet from God.
想要把荣耀归给他的时候，他马上做这样的抗拒。And
they were trying to glorify him, he rejected.
然后做了很重要的在道理上面的一个坚持的这个动作。And
he acted out very importantly.
我们来看3章15节。Please
turn to chapter 3, verse 15.
彼得做见证这样说。Chapter
3, verse 15.
你们杀了那一位生命的主耶。
He says that you killed the author of life. But God raised him from the dead.
我们就是为这一件事来做见证的。
We are witnesses of this. Today, a true church must have the Holy Spirit from God. It must have the pure tradition of the gospel as witness. And this witness, it comes from the Bible.
圣经的真理乃是这位
And the truth of the Bible is how that Jesus Christ came from above to show us his teachings.
所以这个才是正确的道统。
So that is the true and pure tradition.
不是讲自己的道理。
It's not about talking about what you believe.
第三个,
the third tradition.
组织的正确的传统啊。
It's
组织统啊。
It's the pure tradition of the organization.
我们看他们也非常的重视哦。
We can see that they put great emphasis on it.
我们来看使徒行传一章的二十一节。
Please turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
这里记载啊, 十二使徒犹大后来上吊自杀了。
Here says that Judah committed suicide.
在前面几节有看到啊。
We can read it from the previous few verses.
这里为了要补一个使徒进来啊,
and in order to fill the spot of Judah,
这个就是人事的问题, 也是教会的一种组织系统的一种开始。
So this is, of course, a
人事的问题啊, 跟组织有关系啊。
This is a problem of the organization, and this is a start of the organization.
那要补一个人进来, 要有个条件。
So in order to fill the spot, there are some criteria that must meet.
他们中间呢，始终出入，就是一起来服侍主的意思了。
And the first criteria is has to be someone that is among them, meaning serving the Lord.
然后第二个条件是22节的后面说，常与我们作伴的人呢，就是跟我们一样，信耶稣一样的动作那样的人呢。
In the end of chapter verse 22, it says, for one of those must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And the third criteria is the last sentence of
跟我们同作耶稣基督复活的见证人。
I'm sorry, the second criteria was one that was among them, and the third criteria was one that witnessed of Jesus Christ's resurrection. And here it clearly states the pure tradition of organization within the church.
所以我们很容易在使徒行传里有看到这个三个正确的传统。
So in Acts, we can clearly see how they state the three pure traditions.
教会不能说我跟你很好啊, 你条件不足，我会把你拉进来做负责人，这不是这样的。
The church cannot say because I have a good relationship with you, then you can become a council member.
所以你要知道这个工作的服事是在做神的。
Because you must know that the base of this is to serve God. It is an uneasy
job.
And everybody has to put in their 100% effort. The third that we want to talk about,
在使徒行传里面不单单有先教的动作和神迹福音见证以外,
not only in Acts there's the proof and the teachings of the church,
它里面有重要的五篇的布道词啊，那个非常好啊。
In the book, it also recalls five important chapters of the sermon of the gospel.
都在见证耶稣基督啊,
evangelism. And those evangelical sermons is to witness Jesus Christ.
来, 我们一起来回想一下。
Let us reflect.
第一篇在哪里?
Where is the first sermon recorded?
哎, 我们的圣经都一样吧, 哈。
We should probably all have the same Bible.
大家太客气了，我本来想偷懒一下，少讲一点了，这样喉咙好一点了。啊？第一篇福音那个见证传福音是在《使徒行传》吗？是必须，那个。
讲道词，在《使徒行传》。对对，《使徒行传》《使徒行传》。啊，我们现在在讲福音的蓝图都在《使徒行传》里面啊。
We're talking about the book of Acts. So the first sermon or speech in
Acts.真的不要客气呢。Please
respond.
啊？二章十七节。到哪？十七啊。
二章十七节。
到几节？
To what is someone said? Chapter 2, verse 17. To what verse?
尽量看没关系，我们这个没有所谓的作品。
Please feel free to just open the Bible and start reading. It's just to, so you can have a good memory of it.
36,
and it's,
刚刚那个姐妹讲了。
And it's from verse 17.
我看到她的嘴型是六，后面是六啊。
To verse 36.Chapter 2, verse 17 to verse 36.
如果要交代它的背景的话，就从十四节到三十六了哈。
If you want to know the background of it, then you probably have to start reading from verse 14.
记载在十四节了。
And the whoever whom Peter wants to deliver his sermon is recorded in verse 14.
注意看啊，这个是第一篇很重要的讲道词啊。
Please read carefully because this is the first sermon of evangelism.
光有一个福音蓝图的工作见证，没有一个好的真理的讲道词，这个就不太好了。
Because you have a good blueprint, but if you don't have a good sermon or speech, then it's not too good.
在约翰福音第一章的十四节里面呢。
In John chapter 1 verse 14.
耶稣基督道成肉身来，是带着丰丰富富的恩典和真理啊。
Jesus Christ became flesh and he brought with him full blessings, abundant blessings.
那个恩典就是讲着主的福音工作的见证。
And that blessing is to talk about and to witness the work of Jesus Christ.
那个真理就可以用《使徒行传》这个五篇的讲道词啊，来表明真理的重要，所以圣工就这样发展了。
And the five sermon of evangelism in Acts portrays the importance of the gospel that Jesus Christ gave us.
我们简单看一看哈，第一篇的讲道词。
Let us briefly read through the first sermon.
那过去啊，旧约要见到神的面是人要死哦。
In Old Testament, it's men are not qualified to see God's face.
所以摩西一直祷告，要一直向神祷告说，让我看到你的荣耀。那个荣耀的原文就是神的脸呢。
And that's why Moses continues to pray to see the glory of God. And in the original text, the glory of God means the face of God.
但是神说你不配。
But God told Moses that you are not allowed, you are not qualified.All you can see is my back.
如果你的孩子跟你讲话都用背后的气都气死了，还会打他嘞。
If your children talks you with their back, then probably you.
那人不能
very angry.
在旧约人不能直接见到神的面，是因为人带着罪没有被除掉，所以不能见的。
The reason in Old Testament men cannot see the face of God is because they have sin.
但是在新约里面呢、啊，这个接受主赦罪的洗礼以后，人的罪除了，就可以见主的面了。
But in the New Testament, after water baptism, sin has been washed away, and now they can see the face of God.
那如果你已经知道这样的情形了，你再来看就很容易解了。
So if you understand this clearly, then if you continue to read, you will be able to understand it.
你看看那个，我们来看二章的二十八节。
Please read chapter 2, verse 28.
你读一下啊。
Chapter 2, verse 28. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.
在这里说，你彼得见证说，主耶稣基督已经将生命的道路指示我了。
Here Peter testified, and he says that you have made known to me the path of life.
所以我因为这样才能够见神的面。
And because of this, then he can see God's presence.
不但不会害怕，也不会受死啊！就业会死哦，你看到神的面就会死哦。
Not only will he not be afraid, but he will not die.
因为人带着罪，这里罪被解除了。
Because in Old Testament, when men carry sin and see the face of God, they will die. 不但可以
面对面祷告神以外，还会借着圣灵得到。
But after water baptism, not only can they see the face of God, but through Holy Spirit, they can get joy and satisfaction. So you have to use the New Testament and to be able to understand.
这里讲啊，这是一条也见证耶稣是他的受难死而复活升天是一条生命的道路。
So here says that Jesus Christ died for us, and that is the path of life.
二十八节那边有讲说生命的道路，耶稣已经替打开了。
And here, so in verse 28, it says Jesus Christ has made to us known the path of life.
所以后来如果再看三十六节到三十九节啊，这里所有的这条生命的道路就是耶稣基督，而且要借着赦罪的洗，在三十八节。
And so in verse 36 to 39, it here talks about the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们再来看呢、啊，第二
篇
讲道词在什么地方啊？
对不起。
第二篇的讲道词。
Where is the second speech recorded?